Today we have a two-part presentation. We're going to do just a few minutes. This just takes five, 10 minutes to show the different programs that Voice of the Martyrs offers to get involved. Maybe some of you already are involved in one or another of these. And then I've got really good news. I wrote to email the head tech honcho at PRTS concerning their ancient church history course and explained what we wanted to use it for. And he said, you guys can have it for nothing, and I'm going to give you all the secret passwords and codes so you can actually get to the very raw video, old materials for the course. And so I was able to even edit the video, because the first class, it's like they go through a lot of assignments and introducing the students and all that stuff. And it, as interesting as that might be, it takes quite a bit of time. So I was able to cut, the first class to just where the class part starts and just where the class part ends. Now, you've had this course already, right? So this is all review for you. But anyway, so, his one question was, is it going to be too, like intellectual? I said, you ever met these people down here? So I don't think it will be. And it's interesting, even in the introduction, you're going to see that he touches on a number of topics that we have voted to want to get to. The canonicity of Scripture, he'll thoroughly cover that subject. Hermeneutics, that will be brought into the mix. So it sounds like this is just what the doctor ordered. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll give it a try. And at the end, I want you to be honest. Dr. Vandoyevard is our fourth professor. He just came on board this September. This is his first course. So, starts out a little bit slow, he's a little bit nervous, but, so keep that in mind as you're looking at the course too. He's not a many-year veteran professor, he's just beginning. So, let's do that. So we'll pray and then we'll begin.
Every bag has its purpose, and with one look, we know what each one carries. But what if there was a bag that carried the love of Jesus? What would that kind of bag even look like? Simple. It looks like this. It's called the Action Bag. And when persecuted Christians in the world's most volatile regions see this bag, they see more than just plastic. The poor see provision, the discouraged see hope, and the abandoned see love.
Because the people are under this real general oppression of Islam, to bring them a free gift of love from the church in America helps them to know they're not forgotten in very difficult times such as these. We at the Voice of the Martyrs wanted to be able to provide a way for the fellowship of believers in America and the Free West to fellowship with the suffering believers in the Middle East area. Personally, the Action Pack Project can help mothers and fathers educate their children about the persecuted church.
We've had kids run to their dresser drawers and grab a pair of socks and say, "Well, Mom, stick this in the bag." I really love that because that creates a memory, a godly memory.
Some of the items in the Action Pack are a blanket, sweaters, bed sheets, a small toy for a child.
Each person that gets them, it's like the Lord knows who's going to get what Action Pack, and it's exactly what they need. One young girl, when we were up in the mountain area, it was very cold, and she opened hers, and it was this beautiful winter coat, and it was her size.
Churches, small groups, schools, and other neighborhood organizations unite their communities to make substantial donations as well. That level of giving allows Voice of the Martyrs to build up supplies in foreign countries.
What's amazing is that it's already ready. Something occurs and bam, we're there.
The quick response to a Pakistani village after a major earthquake was a glorious example of what God is able to do through the Action Pack program.
We came into that village immediately responding within 2 days because we had action packs already in the country. We visited a mosque where we were able to hand deliver to one of the mullahs with a big beard, and he took the action pack and he almost started crying.
In the program Short History, Voice of the Martyrs has distributed more than 67,000 action packs. One of the most powerful tools circulated through this program has been the color Bible storybook, He Lived Among Us. Over 59,000 copies and 3,000 audio cassette versions of this special Bible have been distributed.
Most Christians don't have any money even to buy Bibles or to buy such a booklet. So with this booklet, with the action pack, has been kind of like the humanitarian and the spiritual combined into one thing.
But for as much as these gifts mean to people who receive them, it is the love and prayers of the Americans who send them that touches persecuted Christians the most.
They get so excited to know that a family in America is praying for them. And when these Christians overseas open this pack, they see a photo of a family. It's like, wow, you mean these people that dressed up like this in this other country, they're praying for us. That lasts for years. That encourages them really more than you know. Most people have never, ever seen anything like this, where Christians have poured out their love on the persecuted church. But as we continue to pray and think about other nations that we want to use this program, the potentials and the opportunity are huge. We work in tough areas of the world, but we've seen every few years another nation opening up another way to make this happen. As we look over the Middle East, we see Iraq, we see the nation of Afghanistan, we see other Muslim countries, other areas of the world where an action pack like this would be a huge blessing.
For just a $7 donation per bag, Voice of the Martyrs will send you the number of action packs you order and a list of the things you can purchase to put inside each bag.
I hear the testimonies from our teams who work in the villages.
We've just seen the joy in their faces. We've seen it be such a blessing.
It means a lot to them. It's critical to these people. And so these action packs are their life changing, their nation changing. And so we want to continue to change one Christian, one village, one province at a time.
And when they're empowered by continued prayers and support, the work of each pack multiplies, inspiring those persecuted brothers and sisters in the work to which they've been called, because they know they've not been forgotten. Their stories. We've heard about their suffering and courageous efforts to advance the kingdom. And now from China to the Middle East, from Colombia to Indonesia, a fresh invasion of the gospel has begun. The Voice of the Martyrs announces Bibles Unbound. It's happening right now. Our persecuted brothers and sisters are quietly gathering names and addresses from their places of work, communities, and even government agencies with a single request. Bibles.
Persecuted Christians are willing to risk being beaten or imprisoned. They're willing to be a witness, and we support them in many different ways. But when they ask us to begin mailing individual Bibles into their communities, we immediately knew this was an incredible way to join forces with them.
Each month, members of Bibles Unbound receive New Testaments, pre-addressed labels, envelopes, and postage to mail into restricted nations right from their own home.
At the Bibles Unbound program, we are able to get the Word of God into these people's hands and become a missionary from our own home.
Members track their mailing and global impact on the Bibles Unbound website.
Transcending borders and languages, members are directly connected to their personal ministry outreach.
Our founder, Pastor Richard Wormbrand, was imprisoned 14 years for his faith. When he first came to America, he stated on behalf of the persecuted, "Give us the tools and we will pay the price." These New Testaments are the tools.
To learn more about how you can stand with today's persecuted church and how you can help sponsor Bibles Unbound, visit the Voice of the Martyrs. We've been informed. It's time to get involved.
I should mention about that. It's amazing what they're doing with that program. Like, some of these people know, like, communist officials who, if they ever would approach them, they'd be sent to prison immediately. They send the addresses to Voice of the Martyrs. Somebody in the States mails a Bible to that official directly. So they have no, you know, they can't touch the people who send them the word because we're over here. But it's like the people over there are our spies, so to speak, who keep feeding us addresses and contacts of people. And the neat thing is, you know, these people receive them kind of in the privacy of their office or their home. So it's not like others are necessarily watching them, what they're going to do with this Bible. So it might be tempting to some of them to actually read it, because they figure, well, it's not like somebody saw me being evangelized. So that, to me, is an incredible program. And it's just like they're acting as our eyes and ears on the ground, and we're just doing the footwork, getting the Bibles into people's hands. So it's really a, that's a very nice program.
Camerino and three of his little friends went into the woods looking for food. They were looking for little ground nuts and berries that were dried up on the trees that had fallen on the ground. While they were out in the bush, radical Islamic troops came into that area and saw these little boys, and they began to pursue them. What happened next was unbelievable. The Islamic soldiers surrounded the boys who were hiding in the tall grass, and they literally lit the grass on fire.
The next morning, we got up very early, packed up, and headed back. We were going back to Nimele. And on the way, we had stopped in this town, little village called Moli. And there was a commander there that Ray was going to interview. And as we were getting all set up and getting ready to do this interview, there was several women that came. And this one woman had asked us if we could come and look at this little boy. And so we slowly took the blanket off of him, lifted some of his clothing. And even as we did that, some of his skin was coming off. He was over 40% burnt. We could smell the burning skin. It stunk very bad in that building. He had flies all over him. Debbie, who was on our team, who was a nurse, took a look at him, and she said, "We need to get him out of here now."
After we found Camerino, the team, as we sat there and we looked at him, we were just in shock at what had taken place. We all reached down and grabbed the plastic that he was laying on. There were about six of us, and we just gently picked him up. And while we were picking him up, Camerino was in such pain that you could just hear him going, "Ow, ow, ow," and he was screaming while we were picking him up. And all the while, we were hauling him to the four-wheel drive, and we gently slid him into the back of our truck. And then we began the five-hour journey back to the base camp. For us, it was really a very emotional time because of the pain he was going through. But just the fact that God had allowed us to see this little boy and to be able to actually save his life and bring him back to the hospital.
Camerino is just one example of the horrific suffering the church in Sudan faced during more than two decades of attacks by the radical Islamic government in Khartoum. James Jetta and Paul Modi were orphaned and severely burned by Islamic soldiers for refusing to deny their Christian faith. Damare had his knees and feet nailed to a board when he left the camels of his Muslim owner to go to church. But while flames of hatred fueled the assault on our Sudanese brothers and sisters, the Voice of the Martyrs set out to bring a testimony of love and encouragement to remind our Sudanese family that they were not forgotten. VOM has been active in aiding our Sudanese family for more than 10 years. We have delivered more than 250,000 blankets, tens of thousands of Sudan life packs, food, medical aid, countless Bibles, and He Lived Among Us gospel storybooks. In 2005, the government signed a peace agreement with the Sudan People's Liberation Army. The agreement promised a referendum vote in 6 years. The Christians of South Sudan are now rebuilding their lives and their country by simply sending good, clean blankets to the Voice of the Martyrs. You are literally standing with your Sudanese brothers and sisters in this crucial time in their country's history. All blankets received are properly sorted, bailed, and packaged for distribution into Sudan. And with each blanket, VOM will also distribute a copy of He Lived Among Us, an illustrated Bible storybook. While we know the need in Sudan extends beyond blankets, this program offers a practical way for all of us to get involved, to let our Sudanese family know that we are still standing with them.
This was the blanket that Camerino laid under. And this blanket, you can see, is just like an old burlap bag with rips. And I mean, how could anybody stay warm under a blanket like this? But this is the situation that we found Camerino in, and many of the other little Sudanese boys and girls, and even the parents. The sight was horrific.
We could buy blankets overseas for almost the same cost of shipping them, but we didn't want to rob the American Christians of an opportunity for fellowship with persecuted Christians in Sudan. So it goes beyond the aid, it goes into the mystery of what the body of Christ is. And we thought this was an incredible opportunity where people who have something in their own home can box it up, can give it to someone coming to their door, to become a part of the Christians in other nations. And perhaps someday they'll meet them in heaven.
To take part in Blanket and a Bible, simply send a good quality new or used blanket to Blanket and a Bible at the address on your screen. With each blanket, please include the cost of $2 to cover the cost of He Lived Among Us and shipping and delivering your blanket into Sudan. The nights in Sudan can be cold, and many Sudanese Christians are forced to sleep on bare ground. While we may not realize the value of a simple blanket, it is literally a necessity of life for Sudanese Christians.
During the times that I spent with the Sudanese, I told them that these weren't just blankets from some storehouse that we purchased. Every blanket was given by a Christian family who was praying for them, who cared for them, who loved them. And when the people received the blankets, you could tell on their face that they knew that this was a blanket of love.
Each day around the world, Christians are persecuted for their faith in Jesus. Some are martyred. Others suffer life-threatening or life-changing injuries. Who will help them?
Things that we see about in the news involving Christians targeted by Muslims or others. Is there a good Samaritan there to scoop them up?
Dr. Burt, a board-certified surgeon, is the founder of VOM Medical.
As soon as one of our brothers or sisters is attacked, one pastor will call another pastor who will hopefully call our medical coordinator or our program officer. As soon as we're allowed to transfer those patients, get our patients into hospitals.
Doctors working with VOM Medical have performed surgeries on persecuted Christians in Sudan, Nigeria, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Indonesia.
A bomb was left on the side of the road, and he picked it up, and it exploded, and it blew off both of his hands, filled his eyes with shrapnel. He lost most of his sight, and almost blew off his right lower leg. and so he had a cataractectomy with an immediate lens implant here, and he had a 2-hour procedure on his right knee, and then we replaced these cosmetic hands, which are not really functional, with hooks that can open and close and can be used to grasp objects.
Amazing guy. Loving, laughing, sharing about his testimony among the villages today. That's what's neat about the ministry is you think these people will pull you down, but without their hands, they lift you up.
She and her husband went to a worship service against the wishes of the brick kiln owner. He took a big, thick stick, and he bashed her over the head, and once she was unconscious, he also broke her leg, shattered her leg. He did it to her because he told her, because you are a Christian, I do not want you to go and worship Jesus Christ. Her and her husband took their family and made a conscious decision to go and worship God during Christmas. And that's why she was beaten and had her leg broken.
Mumtaz could not afford the quality health care required to restore mobility to her leg. As a result, her husband carried her everywhere for more than a year. BOM Medical stepped in to provide Mumtaz with much-needed follow-up surgeries and therapy.
I never thought I'd be in such a wonderful hospital with such loving and caring doctors and nursing staff. I thank God for the generosity of BOM Medical and its loving and caring staff.
Among the most touching during a recent BOM medical visit to Sudan was the case of young Abraham Agok. He's walked with crutches since the age of 3. A severe infection caused by a thorn prick had caused him to lose mobility of his right leg. Abraham's mother had repeatedly refused to allow her son's leg to be amputated. She finally put her trust in an American doctor, Dr. Burt. Abraham's mom said she wanted her boy to receive an artificial leg so he could walk and play again.
Lord, we just want you to...
BOM medical volunteers and personnel pray with their patients and share Christ with those who do not know Him. They encourage the sick and hurting. But our workers often find they're the ones receiving the blessing. BOM Medical, saving lives, providing new arms for persecuted Christians like Bendongo, helping victims like Mumtaz walk again.
For us, being involved in part of their victory, and it's not a victory to lose a leg, but a victorious spirit, that's a great testimony for us.
You can join in our effort to save lives and put a smile back on the face of a Christian like Indonesian jihad victim, Yubelina.
Once again, I can eat normally, and because of my surgeries, now when I look at my face, I realize I am prettier than before.
I could tell how encouraged these patients are just by us coming up alongside of them and showing that we do care. A very tangible, hands-on type of demonstration of Christ's love for them.
There's a fellowship, you know, a fellowship of Christ. What He went through and what they're going through, and it brings hope in the midst of these terrible things that are happening.
This is a description from the seminary handbook. Study of the developing theology, ecclesiology, piety, and worship of the Christian Church from the close of the apostolic age. So that would be just from the period tail end of the lives of the apostles to about 600 A.D. And we'll give special attention to some of the main figures, many of the main figures of the patristic age. in this class, some of the things we're going to become acquainted with. First of all, Christian historiography. We'll talk about what historiography is. It's basically writings on history, about how do Christians do that, thinking about a biblical and theological approach to understanding history and church history. So a little bit of theory, theology, thinking about how should we even approach history or church history. Secondly, again, Book of Acts, 2600 AD, I will seek to have you develop an understanding sort of the timeline of church history, major events, movements, so you understand the chronology of what's going on in that window of time. We want you to understand the different things that develop, things that stay the same through that period, but there are also a lot of changes, a lot of divergences, a lot of things happen during that period. Within the doctrine and practice of the ancient church, we'll look at some of the key debates, divisions that take place, movements for reform or reformation that take place at certain points, the growth of the early church, which is really a great period of the mighty work of God. Certainly early on, it's just tremendous how the gospel spreads in those early centuries. And as well, we're going to really take a look at the life and theology of key figures in the ancient church. And as we look at the actual schedule, you see that we're going to try to read the writings of many early church figures so you get a real feel for what they wrote like, what they thought, how they commented on Scripture, how they preached, how they did pastoral ministry, all those sorts of things. So we hope to get a real window into the actual life and theology of people in the ancient church. And the goal and hope is not simply to understand what happened back then, but to be able to make concrete applications to the present, to the Lord willing, your own ministries, so that we're learning lessons, making applications practically in a way that is helpful doctrinally, but also in practical details of ministry.